So with Chicago playing last night, what is the best way to take advantage of a team that you know had to travel and play last night, and to give you the advantage you could use tonight?
We want to have a good start, obviously. We want to come out hard and fast, get pucks deep, make them skate a little more than they want to. I think that's what we try to do every single game, but tonight it's important.
So it's been since mid-October that your team has lost back-to-back games. How would you explain the mindset that's led to that? And, you know, is a loss buried, like the last one you had, is that buried that same night, or are you guys dwelling on that coming into a game today to make sure that you can use that?
A little bit of both. I mean, it's not like we're walking around, you know, sad and upset about it still. We got to move forward. We got to bounce back, and we got to do that tonight. So that loss, any losses, they don't make us feel bad or we don't lose confidence off them. We got to bounce back. We know what kind of team we are. Sometimes we have off nights. But the most important thing is that we battle for full 60 every single game, and like I said, we want to bounce back tonight.
You guys do have some more adversity, obviously, with injuries coming in, and just the way that Paul's been utilizing kind of that top three line so far. But with how much you guys have had to deal with this year, not that you want to see anyone go out, but do you feel at all as if, you know, you guys have been through this before this year?
I mean, every team has injuries. We certainly have had years where we've had a lot of injuries. So we're, I wouldn't say used to it, but we know what we need to do. And the guys that come up, they know what they need to do. So everyone's on the same page. It doesn't change our game. So it's just a matter of going out and playing hockey.
But just going back to having divisional opponents and seeing the West again and everything, is there more predictability kind of for you guys just based on the familiarity that you have? I know some guys have talked about how you don't necessarily know what you're going to get with Eastern Conference teams because you don't see them often, whereas obviously divisional opponents you're kind of well-versed in.
I mean, you play them 4 or 5 times a year. And for guys that have been in this league for a while, they or in the same division, they know what type of games these are. So we don't know everything they're going to do tonight. They don't know everything we're going to do, but we got our secrets.
How about from a teammate standpoint? Obviously, it was a bit of a freak accident for Mason, but to get him back in the fold here tonight?
It's obviously exciting, you know. Happy's a good one to have back. Oh, obviously, what happened was unfortunate. Shit happened. He's had his time off. He's gotten back to work, and it's good to have him back for sure.
Thank you.